I crazy? I still haven't figured out what's going on here. Maybe I should start from the beginning. I think it all started about 6 months ago. On my way home one night, my phone rang. The voice on the other end was a strange but familiar one, one which I hadn't heard in years. The voice beckoned me to come back to my hometown, Silent Bentonville. I don't know what force made me come back here, but I left that night. I was about 5 miles out of the town when my car blew a tire. It figures that I didn't have a spare. I guess that I'd walk the rest of the way. I started walking but hadn't gotten far before a nasty fog began to roll in. It was thick. I couldn't see a thing. I must have walked for an hour before I realized where I was. I was standing outside my old friend's house. But this was impossible. He had been gone for years. It was his voice on the phone that night. He had asked me to come back. I didn't understand. He died in a plane wreck a year ago. He had just been hired by a major company and was visiting to locate a new house, but he never made it. I stepped into the house. It wasn't the same. The floors were made of steel. The couch was shredded up and coated in blood. I heard a whimpering coming from the door down the hall. I started to open the door to his computer room, but I stopped. Something came over me and I fainted. I woke up to a horrible siren coming from the next room. I couldn't tell where I was. The room smelled like a dog. Everything was covered with sheets. I got up and ran out of the room. I was still in the house. I went back to the old computer room, where the siren was coming from. I opened the door and saw his computer screen flashing. I moved to the computer and shut it down. Silence. I turned around and there he was, sitting in his black chair. He looked just like he did the day I saw him last. He opened his mouth but did not speak. He closed his eyes and sat back in the chair. I turned around to see the wall murals catch flame. I ran to the window. It was black on the other side, protected by steel bars. I looked back to my friend. He was now burning, motionless but on fire. And then, a horrible beast ripped through his body. It was his size, but I couldn't see the head. He had on an oversized red hat covering his face, with a brown tunic covering his body. He let out a scream and moved toward me. I could see he was wielding a spear of some sort. I ran out of the room towards the front door. He appeared again in the mirror next to the door. I turned around, but there was no one there. I turned for the door again, and I felt his hand grab my arm. I knew it was him. He handed me a key. I started out the door and turned to say goodbye. When I looked in his eyes, hiding behind the glasses, I saw tears of pain. The red-headed monster was behind him now. I couldn't do anything but watch as he drove the spear through my friend's chest. "Josh, go," he whispered, as his body slid off the pole. "Dale!" I screamed. The beast started towards me, so I ran outside. His truck was there. I got in the pickup truck and drove off. I drove for days without stopping, but the fog never lifted. And here I am, still driving, unable to get away from my childhood town, cursed to be by myself, alone, in Silent Bentonville.